attention, I'm falling apart. Well, I do believe this body is shot. Well, I know my heart is good, it just needs a new start. So take me to the junkyard and sell me for parts. Ow.
That's the Jam Alker Band, and they are here for
nice.
Live Music Friday. Wait till you hear these guys.
Awesome.
They'll put some hair on that. I'm not even sure what that even means.
Somehow that works, though, but, in my mind.
Yeah, they will. They're going to do something here that's going to blow doors, as they like to say. And I'm quite sure what that means.
And they're doing something good for people too. We want to talk to them about that.
Right. Actually, Jam's been here before. Mm-hmm. He is a recovering addict and alcoholic, and he used music to recover.
Right.
And there's so many people, especially in the arts. You know, the artistic mind is often very troubled and tends to want to self-medicate. And there is a there are answers for that. And mm-hmm. Jam is a really inspirational story about all of that.
Totally true.
It's really, really, really cool. So we're going to play that for you. These are going to play some music, and we are going to do something right for people. Even though the irony of the Knarble wagon rolling while we're doing it is not lost on me. All right. We have a major show announcement that we are about to make.
I know.
And this news just now crossing into the public here just a few minutes ago. But one of our people is leaving the program. And this is these are auspicious moments because we've in the last 4 years of this of the afternoon show here on WGN, it's been a pretty tight knit group.
Yes, it has.
And Judy Pilak, after how many years have you been at WGN?
Too many.
Too many.
32.
See, I knew this was going to be a lovely and
just a lovely heartfelt sort of calm.
Heartfelt, right,
I'm going to walk out of the station and I'm going to let the door hit me right in the ass.
Yes. So another, you know, we have a bitter beer here for you if you'd like.
Yeah, there's a couple of cocktails. Wagon. Yeah. Might as well.
So Judy Pilak is leaving the program, leaving WGN. 32 years.
Yes. You know what? 32 years is enough. Right? It's enough. I feel like I need to do something else for the next few years, mm-hmm. and then I'll retire because I'm kind of close, but not close enough.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know what? The opportunity presented itself, and as you know, I'm so talented.
Happiness clinic? What are you going to do?
You know what? I've not looked back yet. No regrets. So we'll see. But when I'm laying in my pajamas drinking a vodka at noon on a Tuesday,
please text us and let us know.
Should that be different than any other Tuesday?
Making fun of Roe on Windy City.
Yeah.
You know what? That
I
sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He said stupid things back then, too.
I'll be calling the show.
What?
Put me on.
A-hole.
No, really. I hope to be doing something. I don't know what yet, but I do know that I'll be doing something good and important and fun.
Mm-hmm.
This was a blast. It was a blast. Oh. But I just, it's time. It's
on
time to
the
move
next
on.
Chapter.
Yep.
So, now, this is an interesting moment too, because this is a choice of yours.
Yes,
because
right?
It's very it's rare actually that we get to make these choices in our business, that you get to go out and stay, and your our final show is going to be our final show of the year coming up in a couple of weeks. You're going to still be at the live show next Friday, and it's still a part of it's great and unique to be able to do that and walk out on your own terms.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, I one of the most important things to me is that my my two boys see that they know that I'm not just going to coast for the next 10 years,
mm-hmm.
which I could easily do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm at the top of my game, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know how you're going to replace me. Anyway, I like that I'm showing them that sometimes it takes courage, but you need to, you know, take some risks, and you need to do things other than the same thing for 32 years.
I'm so shocked, though. I'm like still
too.
In a state of shock. Like, I don't even know what
get
to
over
say.
It, okay? Because
no,
I'm
can't.
Leaving.
I can't.
No, you had a good run.
Well, it's funny. I feel like I've been, you know, coddling everyone, because it is, you know, I think no one was probably more shocked than WGN. because it's a great job. I love my job. I know I'm good at my job. I'm in a great place. But, you know, like I said, the door opened. Now it's going to close, but more doors are going to open.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on and on with those
But what an exciting ride it's been, right? Do you look back and you think, gosh, is there anything that I didn't do that I wanted to do?
No, and actually, I feel that the time is right. I've done everything. I've been here. I mean, think, I've been here through Wally Phillips and Bob Collins and Spike O'Do. I mean, I've been here a long time, and look at how young I still look.
And keep drinking, Judy. It's going great.
Here's another cocktail.
I just, you know what? It's a great opportunity for me to just do something else.
And choose that path.
And choose that path, yes. I want to walk out of here at 32 years at the top of my game.
Mm-hmm.
Not at 40 years when I retire. For some reason, that just sounds terrible to me.
There is a whole... I mean, I think we've all been around it in any job. Anybody knows people who have just been there, kind of hung on too long, right?
Right.
And, you certainly have not hung on too long.
No,
I mean,
no.
You're going at your first available opportunity.
Exactly. My family, everyone is shocked. They're all, and I get it. But it was just the right time for me.
We were all kind of shocked.
Yes,
absolutely.
I still don't believe it.
But not me. When the opportunity presented itself...
We were all kind of joking on group texts about football and sports, and all of a sudden you dropped that bomb.
Wait a minute. Yeah. That was a touchdown in my book.
Couldn't even process it. It was like, wow.
I think Violetta was the first one who said, seriously, she texted me separately. Are you kidding?
No, she texted. She texted all of us separately.
Was she kidding?
Yeah.
No, the thing is, I don't really always read those group texts, so then I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, is this about football? Because I'm not going to read
it. Let's take her off the group text then, so we can talk about her. That would be better. She's not really reading them.
Can I stay on, though?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah, you stay on forever.
Those are kind of fun.
Yeah, you're emeritus now.
You still got to come to the parties that we have at Rose House.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, she should be invited.
The amount of money I have spent over the years on Judy's birthday.
I swear to God.
It's very expensive.
Before I leave, I'm sleeping over in that spare room at your house just because I can.
I will be in Antarctica.
All right, the whole show minus Ro will be there.
Yeah, that will not be happening. I will have Judy can do it, but the whole show is not allowed unless the Navy SEALs are actually protecting all of the other rooms. I want to say that it has been an honor to work with you because you are one of the great news people ever in this town.
Nice
radio
to
news
Thank
people
you.
Ever mm-hmm. in this town. You're a great writer. Always sharp on delivery.
Catches everything.
Right.
You never miss a thing when Judy's in the news chair.
You do have a tendency to, in the middle of a laughing segment, and I come to you for the tease, you do often bring up the most depressing stories ever.
Sorry.
So, it's your news.
Just the facts, man.
I know. It's
I was
going to
say the pilot pause, where we're all like, is everything working? Is she there?
She's the only person I know, actually,
very
in the business
dramatic.
Who can get away with that. And that's true. That is really true.
Yeah, I take a pause. Yeah. I mean, it's all good.
Yeah.
And that it's funny how you turn that on me when really that's your problem, not mine, as we all know, because I can't dictate what the
news or ruse will never be the same.
Oh,
Judy
yeah.
wins.
It kind of will, because I will always be the news queen, regardless of who wins. They'll never win as many as I've won in 4 years.
Yes.
It's true.
And if we can tell,
you be leaving your queen
if there's any kind of charity that would like to hire Judy, because she's very, very humble and is very,
funny you should mention that. Yes, I will be available to start work January 1st. So if you have a job you think I might be able to do, please give me a call right here at WGN. Be fine.
Now, it's interesting that of all the people that I've had the great honor to work with in the news business. I mean, you're right at the very top in terms of an anchor. You're really great. You're
what about the goodbye amazing. Girl? How am I supposed to get my Goodwill news?
Don't you worry about that, because perfect. I'll be the goodbye girl for the next year.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. I worked that out. Don't worry.
Good.
Yeah, I'll still be the goodbye girl. I just won't be the...
She's now really the goodbye girl. Is what she is.
Goodbye, girl.
Bye-bye, girl.
Yeah.
It's very
I hadn't thought of that. That's pretty funny.
Well, we'll have to have another party now. Ro, you're going to have to plan another one.
Yep.
I already had one on the books, so now this turns into Judy's... It's right before Judy's departure, too.
Great.
So I'm going to make it about Judy. Let me just tell you the truth about these parties.
And if you don't, I will make it about me, so.
These parties were always planned around, after the election cycle or something. And it turns out that just happens to be Judy's birthday. And I was like, this is for Judy's birthday. It was really just a way for all of us to blow off steam right after, a hard couple of months leading up. And
was
so,
it really, though?
No, of course not, Judy. You're sitting right here. No, it's not. But in a couple of weeks, I'll tell the
She's in arm
real
reach.
Story. Yeah, I know. I know. She's actually in the studio with me right now.
I know, right?
She'll take you out. out. Yeah. No this question. Is,
why
my money's
I do this
on
before?
Judy.
I might be in here for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, God. Actually, when I started here, it was funny. When I started, I don't know what year, 2015, I guess it was, they put Judy in the studio with me like a minder. It was like,
watch this guy.
Right. It was, she stood, she was sitting where you're sitting now, Anna, and she would look at me and go, this is what you're doing now. This is what you're doing now.
I give him like the shake. No.
And then she'd point to something and she'd go, do that now or do this. I was like, press that button.
Right.
I mean, it was
kind of like you're here because I allow you to be here kind
of
thing.
Yeah. It was kind of like that. It was sort of like that. And it's funny. It was like a shock collar, a human shock collar.
You know what? I was a little bit shocked, too. I was right there.
I know.
Wait, so when did you make
the energy level was too much. You were like, whoa.
When did you kind of feel like this was the right decision? Like, were you sort of feeling like you had checked off your list of goals of what you were going to do?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't just like a split decision.
No,
I didn't. I've been thinking about this for a little bit. Mm-hmm. That I just, you know, I'm like, 32 years. I love what I do, but I've been doing it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I just, so lately, it's just like I said, everything's timing. When they offered it, I was like, oh, what? That's a pretty good deal. I'll
Seems
take
like
it.
The right moment.
Yeah, it really was.
It was a corporate opportunity to do it. It wasn't this isn't totally 100% out of the blue, because corporately they're offering opportunities for people if they want to go, and you took it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just like I said, it was the right time. It was all the right time, and I feel good about it. I'm all actually right. kind of giddy.
Oh,
I hear the giddiness.
I can hear it too.
But I'll miss you guys.
Oh, I didn't hear that until just then.
I don't think I don't hear it now.
No, I still don't hear it now.
We'll miss you, Judy.
I'm going to miss you.
Oh.
Go ahead, cry for me.
Violetta doesn't handle change well. She's bawling her eyes out over here. Look what you've done.
Ever since I heard the news, I'm like sweating. I'm like, I am nervous.
Oh, my God.
I don't like change, though. It'll be fine. I don't know. I miss you.
No, you're in the wrong business if you don't like change.
That is true.
Great point.
That is
says the girl who's been here for 32 years.
You know, millennials don't know how to count change, so it works out really well. Here. All right. We have a very special tribute to Judy coming up. And Judy will be with us all the way through the rest of the year as we continue on next week. Obviously, we've got the big Toys for Tots event.
Mm-hmm.
The first
one. You don't be here, but I don't expect too much.
Yeah, well, can I just tell you, I think for people who listen carefully and closely to this show, which is about five people, but if they do, they have heard a distinctive change of tone in Judy in the last 7 to 10 days.
You almost could predict it a little bit. That she's
the
sort
tone
of letting
is,
go slowly.
Yeah, but the tone is, hey, happy. I'm a little
bit
happy.
She's been so nice to everyone. I'm like, who is this?
That's exactly what I was thinking,
and you know
happy.
What? For your information, I just completed a 3-part series on
still
the
working.
Opioid crisis. Hello, it'll be airing next week.
All right.
Because you know what? I can't just leave.
She wants a Peabody before she goes.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
Another one. Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. All right. Stay right here. We have the tribute to Judy, who, by the way, has won probably more awards than any other radio news person in this building, let alone anywhere else. So,
well, I thank you. Thank you. It's been an honor to work here, and I will miss my WGN family.
Just not us.
Just not you. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I'll miss some of you, but no, of course, it's going to be very, very different, but onward and upward, and it's all good. It's all good, people.
Awesome.
That's inspiring.
Yeah. I love and the listeners, of course, I can't even begin.
Well, they know you so well.
Fabulous.
So many years.
Hopefully, I'll still see a lot of them as the goodbye girl. And I'll always be connected to WGN. That's the thing.
That's true.
I can't get away from it no matter what I do.
32 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Know. It's, like a lot of people who've gone before me, and like Spike Odell comes to my mind. I mean, I'll still be here as a goodbye girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my DNA. Oh my gosh, did I just sound like Todd there?
Stand by 1 second, because what I want to do is I want to play this on the other side, because it's a radio show still. So there's a radio tease. So even the most intimate of moments here have to have a commercial break before them.
Are you using my departure as just to
fodder for ratings?
Yes. Yeah.
Anything for the show.
An opportunity to add listening minutes to anybody's given day. So
go
stay tuned.
It.
The big Judy Pilak. Bye-bye, girl. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
To WGN, and specifically now to the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Coming up right after, I would ask you what the headlines are at the bottom of the hour, but I won't do that.
You know what the answer would be.
Yes.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Violetta?
This week on Chicago's Best, Thin, Crispy, and Square. It is Tavern Style Pizza on all new Chicago's Best South Side. Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right, Judy Pilak has just announced her departure from this radio program.
I know.
I mean, not like for the night. I mean, forever. but that not until the end of the year. Not right. until the Friday the 21st.
When and just not this program, but the entire station.
That's yes. right. People after 32 yeah. years.
Yes,
I won't be going to like the John Williams show or anything. Although...
He's offered you something.
A better offer? Yeah. So we want to salute Judy. And, yes. and apparently Judy wants to salute us back.
Yes. Okay. So I'm leaving on my my next journey in life, which, by the way, I'm very excited about. I don't really know what that is yet, but let me tell you, it's going to be damn exciting and good and everything I've always wanted. I'll let you know when it happens. So before I leave, I would like to impart a few words of wisdom to my team here on the Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis. First of all, Ro, goodbye. I really got nothing to say to you because you're such a know-it-all. What am I going to tell you? What that you don't already know? Anna, you work right there beside Ro, so I can't even tell you anything because anything you also need to know, you can just ask Mr. Know-it-all, Ro Khan. Violetta, you do not know much, and I mean that sincerely and very warm-heartedly. So you have so much to learn and so much time because you're young. So good luck with that. Kevin, I know that one day you will be starving because you finally moved out of your parents' house and you love food. So I'm always there for you and food. And you know what my parting shot for you would be. Fear the bird. Jeff, here's a little tidbit for you and for Brian, too. When I say, hey, guys, Brian and Jeff on the intercom, and you don't answer me right away, it is infuriating. So I swear to God, if I hear that you're still doing that for the next person, I will come back here and beat both of you. Oh, and one more thing, Jeff. Take that CLTV rundown, and you know where to put it. And finally, now that girl gone, one of you will have to take over and become the queen bee of news or ruse. I don't really see that happening. I think it's just going to always go around and around like a red robin and everyone's going to win because there will never be a queen bee like Judy. Goodbye, everyone. I love you guys to death.
You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Okay, that was priceless.
That's amazing.
Perfect.
That song was the best.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
You guys, you know I love you.
Yeah, we can
deep
tell.
Down, we
and
can
I
tell.
Will right. never forget you, and by that I mean... No.
Ever.
You will be with me forever.
Ever. And ever.
I know where you all live.
Yes. Because this is such an auspicious moment, we're going to have Andrea Darlis do the news at the bottom of the
I'm
hour here.
I'm scared.
Yeah,
I
would be.
Now to be
I know,
here.
I don't know, because she's between me and the door. I'm not quite sure what that do here.
Right? Wow.
All brought to you by Townstone Financial.